Pete, thank you so much. It is really, really, really great. Relevant for me. I don't know about the rest of this group. Normally, guys, we have Ken and Susan Berg in with a hymn, and I've told Pete about that, but they're not. They told me this morning they can't be on today. So we could either have, Tim sing, or we'll just wait for next week for music. Tim, I don't know. Tim looks like he's warming up down there.
Yeah, I'm getting the thumbs down by Peggy and Melody.
Yeah.
Hey, John, can you show us the book again?
Yeah, here you go. The Tug of Heaven, a beautiful picture of Susan, Pete McKenzie. Y'all got it? It's really outstanding.
Pete, I didn't. This is Tim Towns. I didn't go to Briarwood school, and I'm not an Auburn or an Alabama fan. But Peggy has told me so much about you, and your life has affected many people. And I do remember when we first heard that Susan had passed away, and just prayed for you so much, and we're so encouraged in our faith because of your response. So anyway, it's true. Even though we've been believers for many years, it encouraged us tremendously.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, as long as the towns are talking, I'll pop in too. But I shared this with Beth Mooney the other day, but I was reading Song of Solomon in my quiet time, and Pete, my mom has very advanced Alzheimer's, and she is mostly vacant completely. Every once in a while, there's a recognition in her eyes, but she's nonverbal and really can't walk or much of anything. And so I had been over here one night and taking, just taking care of her. And the next morning, I was reading my quiet time in Song of Solomon and came to the verses about her seeing her lover coming, leaping over the mountains and standing outside of the lattice and then saying to her, get up, come away, my beloved. The winter is gone and the spring is coming. I sat there and just wept thinking about the fact that Jesus was going to come and wake her up one day and take her, and that winter would be over, and she would be in the arms of the one that she had been watching for and waiting for all of these years. And it just to hear you talk about that book just really it made me want to go pick it up again. I haven't thought about that book in years until just a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, thank you.
Well, I'm so sorry about your mom, and had heard about that, and her life was the same as Susan's. She just left a trail of blessed people behind her.
Amen.
Anybody else have any questions for Peter or comments?
Pete, Dan Roberts, good to see you, sir.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I've been in that room you're in right now, so it's really good to see your face. Thank you for sharing this morning. Ann's on. She's in Dalton with her mother. But anyway, it's good to see you.
There she is.
Hey, Ann.
Is the dog at your house or Ann's house?
In Birmingham. On cue, of course.
That's true.
Oh, man.
Dan's a Gonkin got any better?
No, sir. But Dr. Towns has been trying to sharpen it for me, but his is getting better.
Oh, man.
Dan, give us a report.
Really not super impactful report this week. School started, as you know, some of them had a few bumps, but we're very hopeful that all these things are going to go and work well. Some high school football started this week, as you know, and I think if we can continue to roll these along for the next couple weeks, it's going to be a really good thing for everybody to feel like we're starting to break free. But you still have folks on both sides of this that want to shut it down, that to the ones that don't want to wear a mask. And all those are very vocal. So you hear from them right along. And then there's a lot of finger pointing in every direction with this. So I tell you, the big thing is, you know, every state got a large amount of CARES money. In our case, we got $1.9 billion about. And all that has to be spent by the end of this year. And there was a little tug of war. I think I mentioned that right in May, and the governor won that tug of war. So they're allocating that. But I was reading an article this morning that I think only about $180 million of that's been spent so far. So there's about to be a whole lot of liquidity into organizations here over the next several months. And so that's a big appropriation issue that's got to be done, and those dollars have to be spent. So there you go.
We got some good places.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yeah, you know, all the nonprofits, there was 15,000 cap on nonprofits, and some have applied, some have not. But I know a lot of nonprofits have. But one of the funny things about that, you couldn't have a lobbyist on staff to apply for that $15,000. So they're really trying to get it down to the smallest nonprofits in the state. So
that would not include public schools for PPEs and.
No, that is a whole nother bucket. And there's been a huge tranche of funds going into schools. That's even separate from the dollars I'm talking about here. But yeah, the schools have gotten a large amount of money.
I'm just thinking, we don't know how long we'll need all that.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Man, yes. Appreciate it. Anything else? Beth, you were going to have an announcement or something?
Yeah. Last week, Tina Vinson asked us to pray for her because she feels the Lord leading her to start a prayer group in her neighborhood. And she asked for people who are interested to speak up. And so we have some people who are interested in some kind of outreach in their neighborhood, whether it's a prayer group or a Bible group or whatever. And some friends of mine have got some experience in doing this, and some of y'all have, I'm sure. Some of you ladies have started something like this in your neighborhood. So what we're going to try to do is have a Zoom for those who would like to talk about this, share ideas that have worked or ideas that haven't worked. And we'll put it in the email today. And Pat Goff and Wen Su Kelly are going to come on and give us some ideas that have worked for them in their neighborhood. So if you'll contact me, I'll put my phone number in the email, and if you are interested in talking about successful ways to reach out to your neighborhood for a prayer group or a Bible group, please let me know, and we'll try to put this together. Thanks.
And Beth, one of the things I'm going to do today is print off little, just, you know, hi, my name is, you know, here's my email, and just kind of give those out in the neighborhood just to whoever may want that so that they have a contact.
Yeah. Great.
Great idea. Thanks. Thank you, Beth. Pete, we wanted to get the real Southern accent out there to you. So we got Beth Mooney. Beth, awesome. No, it's great. I love it so much. It's so great. Sam, you might have been down at Auburn when Pete was there.
Yeah.
Now, you really want to hear a Southern accent, get Sam Mooney talking.
Hey, yeah.
Say hi. Say something.
Say something. Hey, yeah. What do you remember that the baseball team down there when you were there, Sam?
Of course. Baseball, football, basketball, all the sports.
That's great.
Always.
Pete, I bet you turned a mean double play at second base.
I did. I was mean.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, man. Just hearing him today, it just took me back. You can just imagine sitting there with 15-year-old Billy Buck, John Donaldson.
What a challenge.
I mean, looking around and, it was so funny. There's a song, I think it's the Stylistics. Does anybody remember the Stylistics? 70s. Peggy, you're too young. Stop shaking your head.
I remember it.
Thank you, Tim. But it's, I'm not sure who it is, but anyway, the line is, I try to be hip and think like the crowd, but even the crowd can't help me now.
Wow.
And that was popular 1972 or whatever it was. And I remember Pete with that song saying, the crowd can't help you. I mean, that is the wrong place to be looking for your significance. And it's just funny how old that song is. And I still hear it. I think of Pete McKenzie. Even the crowd can't help you now.
Yeah.
You're listening to the wrong channels, buddy.
Yeah, that can't help you either, can it, Pete?
Hey, John, could I ask a question for Pete?
Yeah, please do, Carter.
Pete, I'm Carter Harsh, and I've heard about you for years, but we've never crossed paths much. You said that at one point the Lord said, okay, Pete, this can either be your best time or your worst time. You choose, I think is what you said. And after that, you must have had a struggle in your mind or heart. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I mean, a lot of your talk was about that, but I'd like to know about that one poignant moment.
Well, you know, that wasn't the first time I'd heard the Lord say that. And I think God prepares us for what's ahead if we'll spend time with Him. You know, that's one of the reasons we want to be consistent in quiet time and spending time in the Word and journaling and praying, whatever it is we do. Is I need to hear that all the time. And it was a phrase, you know, quite honestly, I heard Jerry Leitzman years before. And Jerry had a Bible study going with the news anchor guys at Fox News at the time in D.C. And Tony Snow, I don't know if y'all remember him, but he had kind of gotten cancer. And so Rocky was sat on my back patio, and I'm sorry, Jerry. Was out on my back patio, and I heard him tell Tony Snow that. He said, Tony, this is going to be the worst thing that ever happened to you. It'll be your finest hour. I never forgot that. And so I just kept carrying that through, and God just kept telling me that over and over again in different situations, but not anything as maybe powerful as this one. But you know, when you say that, this is going to be your finest hour. That means be Christian. Live the Christian life now. The chips are down. And it's time for you to let the light shine. It's time for you to have peace. It's time for you to encourage others. This is an opportunity. And your finest hour means that, you know, and you, one of the things I discovered, if you just be Christian, if you'll praise God anyway and be a no matter what Christian and be encouraged. And when they get the, I mean, the thing that in last oncologist we talked with after 7 weeks at MD Anderson, his last words to us was, we'll extend your life as long as we can and keep you as comfortable as we can. But this cancer will take your life. And we just took that as news. You know, that may be true and the cancer may take our life, but that's just news today. We have a supernatural God who's able to heal. So we just kept believing that until it wasn't true. And then we praised him for doing whatever he did. But, finest hour just means turn that other cheek, go the second mile, bless us who persecute you. You know, to me, that's what it means. And praise God. I mean, you have to work to get there. You have to die to some things to get there. You have to die to your right to yourself. to be able to do that. But that's the wonderful opportunity we have to make it our finest hour. But you know, people pat us on the back for living that out, but we're just living the normal Christian life on the streets of heaven. But we think it's pretty unusual for people to actually live that way. So anyway, I hope that's helpful.
It is. Thank you. I should add, I get to see that. You may remember Fred Taylor, or his daughter Cindy Taylor, is my wife. And so not only do I get to hear you say it, I get to live with it every day. So that's a blessing on my part.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is completely off the subject, but we're going to have to tune off because, as y'all know, I got Peggy and I've been riding bicycles, and then I got my bicycle stolen.
Right.
You can't buy a bicycle in Birmingham. So we're just going to leave right now and drive to Atlanta and get a bicycle. Somebody called us and said they have one. So
it's probably the guy who stole it.
Yeah, I know. Because we did see the guy who stole it.
I know.
Okay. I mentioned that. And, oh, Peggy says, oh, there goes your bicycle. Oh, well.
So, Tim, anyway. You going to ride your bike back from Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Please let that be true. All right. Man. Hey, Eric, right now, Eric Evans is saying, no, you do not ride your bike. Right, Eric? You feeling okay, Eric? Anybody on here doesn't know, Eric got hit by a truck while riding his bicycle. They may not be on. I can't tell.
Is the truck driver out of the hospital yet?
Yeah. I did see him at church today outside. He had no walker and no cane.
That's a tough guy, isn't it, Tim?
And he was actually campaigning for Frank Brocato yesterday for mayor of Hoover. So
a tough guy.
Yeah.
Can't keep Eric down.
Okay, guys.
Yeah. Good luck, Tim.
See ya.
Be careful.
Thanks again, Pete. All right, Locke. Great seeing, man.
Thank you.
Anything else? Let us know. We always say this. Get your emails to the Moonies by 5 o'clock. And thanks again, Moonies, for that. Thanks, Melody, for hosting. Pete, loved it so much. Appreciate it. And we'll listen to it again. It's recorded in case you want anybody else to listen to it, Pete. But we'll be listening, and we really appreciate it.